with this very simple practice. It really is a simple practice. Just aware of what is here. This is what's happening. We are with this simplicity of mind that just meets whatever's arising. We are expanding and stretching our awareness to open to more and more of our human experience. So much of our human experience is kind of a little hidden from us. And so we are expanding our expanding the mind to open to who we are. The movements of heart and mind. Honoring all of the movements of heart and mind. Respecting what arises maybe we could say it has a right to be here because it is arising. And yet we have to understand that that right to be here is the right to be seen and to be known. Not necessarily the right to control our responses and reactions. But whatever arises is asking to be known, asking to be seen, to be understood. Can we honor that, respect that? Whatever that is, fear, confusion, longing, anger, love, patience, peace. Respect the experience. In the heart of respect to me has a quality of softness and openness, of belonging. The heart of respect allows every experience to belong. This practice of awareness, of meeting what's happening with curiosity and interest, to me feels like one of the most kind and loving things that we can do for ourselves. We want to be seen as human beings. And when we think about what we want, what it means to be loved, it often means that we want to be seen by someone. And we have this amazing capacity right inside, right in our own being, to fully see ourselves, really see ourselves. In a way that has this feeling of being loved by awareness. We can belong to ourselves. And that discovery is actually really what the heart wants. We think we want to have other people tell us we belong. But when the heart feels like it belongs to itself, there's a deep kind of resonance. And this is what's possible. Through our practice, we respecting the experience, honoring the experience. We learn to belong to ourselves.